Life Women's Conference in St. Louis, Missouri, September 25th through the 27th. Register today.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist who has extensive counseling experience providing counseling from a Christian perspective. He specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
The nature of our enemy, listen, he's a spirit being, and the only way he got any authority or was able to steal any authority in the planet was through words. Now, a Jewish tradition has it that when Eve said, "Neither shall ye touch it," that this creature, and this is just Jewish tradition, now stay with me, that was talking to her, nudged her up against the tree and said, "See, you've touched it, but you've not died." Now, that makes the argument a little bit more convincing, don't it? Now she's really like, okay. But you see, God didn't say that. Tell somebody, God didn't say that. Words carry nature. When we say things, and this is a problem in the world today, even in the church world, a lot of issues that can enter into our life, if God would give us a grace to trace them, where they started, even sometimes illnesses, sicknesses, resentments, you know, it's because of how we responded or reacted to something that was said, and we said something that attached us to that. You know, in other words, those words or that was done carried a nature, and we allowed it to attach ourselves to it. See, the enemy knew that now the seed was sown, and all he needed was a seed through her voice. How often have you see, he could have said all he wanted to about her. Nothing happening. But the moment she says something that was out of line with what God had said, you see, tell somebody, thank God for his grace. You see, the angels didn't have that grace. The moment Lucifer said, "I will exalt my throne above the stars of God," the moment he said it, he was cast out. There was no grace. Now, when she said this, and we know this story, but let's take a little more in-depth look, because when she said this, this spirit entity, this devil, was able to bring a deception. It kind of weakened her, you know, because she said, you see, long as you're talking God's word is going to cover you. Devil can come and knock, but he can't enter. But the moment you get into your words and your perspective and your conversation, okay, now he can enter. He knows he couldn't enter no other way, but her words, "Neither shall you touch it," he entered in. Okay, now I'm in. Now I'm in. Because God didn't say that. There's no protection for you there. You understand? Tell somebody again, thank God for grace. I don't want nobody getting spooky here. I ain't saying nothing no more. I ain't never going to talk. Come on, we got grace. Thank God for grace. The whole lot of stuff you said, I said, thought, and did, God's grace has covered it. Amen? Come on, tell somebody, forget about the past and just focus on the present. So when that happened, because of the nature of words, he was able to enter and got a spot there. Whether it was the same day or another day, that nature was taking her over till it began to take control of how the tree looked. It looked good it was a fruit that looked good to make one wise. Three things. It looked good for food. God said, don't eat of it. But all of a sudden, when that nature started taking over, it looked good for food. As a matter of fact, it got, you know, I got to have me a bite. Why? That nature, those words, that the word was spoken, that nature started to take over. It looked good. It was good. It looked good for food. That was the flesh, the lust of the flesh. It looked good for food, the lust of the eye. And I don't know how she could know this, but she said it looked good for food or fruit to make one wise. Pride of life. How many know that's the nature of our enemy is pride? You know, every argument, every strife, every contention, all this stuff that's in the world, all rebellion, if we could see from God's perspective, we could trace it back to pride, the cardinal pride. It manifested in the garden. And so that nature began to take her over until finally the devil could have walked away, been somewhere else. She was going to eat it. She had to eat it. That nature had taken her through words. She ate, and then she gave to her husband with her. And he ate. And the word says their eyes opened, their natural eyes. And the two things that they experienced from that point forward were fear and shame. Fear and shame. Words can do that to you. Your words can make you fearful and ashamed because your words carry nature. Depending upon where you derive your wording from, is it just carnal, natural? Words, they will ultimately, let's say, your opinions. Your opinion is like, neither shall you touch it. That's your opinion. That's where the devil can come in. Okay? So do we see that seduction there. But now, with all the seduction and their falling from their grace and their eyes being open, and then they're sowing fig leaves to hide their nakedness. They were no longer clothed with glory, God's glory. They felt alone. They felt cold. They were afraid. What they would have run to at one point in time and embraced, now they hid from because of the nature of words. That's why you don't let anybody stay in your ear and they talking foolishness. And you listening, and now you thinking maybe, well, you know, they might be right. And no. If it's not carrying life, I don't want it. Period. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I don't care how factual you might say it is. If it's not carrying life and imparting to me faith, hello. See, some of us stuck right there in the middle, you know, because we'll listen to stuff that we might think is right. Yeah, it might be a fact. So what? What's it doing for you? Hello? We're not so spiritually minded with no earthly good, but what is you're listening to doing for you? Is it building or destroying? Is it weakening you or is it causing your faith in God to grow? That's what you listen to. That's what you cling to. That's what you occupy yourself with. I said stop listening to people who you don't find the lips of knowledge in their voice. You don't find wisdom. You don't find encouragement. And if you do have to talk to them, check them. Say, hold everything. Stop talking like that. You understand? Words carry nature. Look at somebody and tell them, thank God for Jesus. When they fail, God in his sovereignty. You see, we know, and let's just picture this, because nothing overtakes God unawares. God might ask you a question, but he already knows. What you doing here, Elijah? He already knew what Elijah's doing there. Cain, where's your brother Abel? He already knew what Cain had done. Right? So God comes to him. He says, the eyes of them both were opened in verse 7, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord, God walking in the garden, in the cool of the day. God had an appointment with them. Just about the end of the day, in the cool of the evening, God would come and commune with them and talk with them and impart nature. See, they still had capacity for growth. They were created innocent, not righteous. You have to understand that. They weren't righteous. See, righteousness stems from your having made decisions. See, we are righteous because we made a decision for Christ. And now we are his righteousness. But those that have not made a decision for him, little ones are innocent. But those that are of age are unrighteous. You see, so Adam and Eve in that state, in that pristine environment, in that perfect environment. So get this into your thinking. Their environment was perfect. So it doesn't matter how perfect our environment is or how adverse our environment can become. It's what's going on in our nature. Amen? So in that perfect environment, they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden. And Adam and Eve, his wife, hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, "Where art thou?" Again, God knew exactly what tree he was hiding behind. He looking right at him. But he said, "Where art thou?" Adam and Eve, their response, "I heard thy voice," in verse 10, "in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself." First thing God says is, who told? In other words, you heard some words. Something was said that has caused this nature. We fellowshipped, but now you are afraid. There's been a change in your nature. Who told you were naked? He knew, even though they knew they were naked, he knew that words had to have been exchanged first. Now, we have to see the mercy of God in this whole scenario. I'm going to show you something here because this is grace. God, see, before the foundation of the world, God had a plan. Come on, before you got into the stuff you're in right now, God had a plan. And you know what? His strategy cannot fail. Even when they failed, the strategy didn't fail. You're going to see it here. The strategy didn't fail. Oh, if we could just every day wake up and understand that we are more than conquerors. That no matter what's going on, no matter what the setback, is this going to be a comeback? Come on, if you can get into that frame of mind and that spirit of faith and trust in God, listen, it'll change everything around you. Everything around you will start to have to change. Listen, your money will start coming to you. People that you need, that need to be in your life, will start coming to you. Favor will start coming to you from all different quarters. You don't have to go and search it out. You don't have to go and try to get to know the right ones. No, they'll be coming for you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these other things. Somebody say, all these other things shall be added unto you. The problem and the challenge is many times there's not the diligent seek. People tend to give up midstream sometimes. You got to get out of your vocabulary, win, God, win. Win, God, win. I've been waiting. Now, once you get free from that, you're a whole lot closer than when you were saying win.
We are continuing in part 22 of The Faith Crisis, The Nature of Words. Genesis 3 and 6 says, "And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat." Adam and Eve's nature changed. The fruit looked good for food, but it represented the lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, and the pride of life. Their nature eyes were opened, and they now faced fear and shame. They were not covered by God's glory. Saints have to make a stand for holiness. If it is not carrying life and faith, I don't want it. If it is not producing life, I don't need it.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-Banks or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.